Hall on Route 64. At Dodder Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Your sports radio!
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox City College.
It is a fantastic, a fabulous, a feeling fine Friday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7. We like to call this little place the Fox, and so we do. We are off and running, literally, into the three-day party weekend. I got in here about 2 seconds before I had to hit the button to get the music going here.
Folks, he's not
on a Friday.
He's not exaggerating, okay? I'm sitting in the big chair. I'm like, okay, did the Mad Turtle, was he late or something?
I am going through the track and field results, and I'm like, all right, I want to try to make sure I'm getting everything right and in order today. And there's a lot of track and field results, as you will hear.
I told you that, yes.
In the next segment this morning. But it's one of those things that's like, all right, well, I think this is taking me a couple of minutes. And then I look up and it's like, oh, that took 10 minutes. I need to get out now. So I just, I am heading over and hitting the traffic lights, of course. And I'm like, oh, I better text him and let him know I'll be close. I'm like, oh, I don't have my phone.
Oh,
I was in such a hurry. The phone is sitting there on the kitchen counter. So it's like I don't even have a way to let him know that we are going to be. I knew I was going to be cutting it very close.
Nice.
Did get a break with the last light. And was listening to the commercials. I'm like, come on, play one more. No, they're not going to play one more. So I sprinted from the parking lot.
He literally ran in here.
So we have made it, though, and we are off and running. A little bit of rain out there, at least outside our studios at the moment. Chance of, I guess, some thunderstorms rolling through this morning. And, you know, it's spring in the Valley of Happiness. What do you expect? But lots to get into. We will we'll run down the schedule here in the second segment with sports, but we will have plenty of postseason softball and baseball coverage for you next week. So Monday, Wednesday, Thursday next week we will have District 6 baseball and softball tournament action for you here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And of course, Penn State, big weekend for the lacrosse team. Again, we'll go through all of that coming up. The Pirates and the Phillies. See if the Buccos can pull a surprise somehow, some way. That would be nice. And again, we'll run through all of that coming up here in the next segment. Center Gibbs wrapping up last night. We were over for a while at the big countdown event, the final 3 hours. And very good turnout, a lot of fun. And then the Mad Turtle and I went to a baseball practice that he had out at the center last night at the batting cages there. And we're pulling in, and I'm like, what is going on? I mean, the center is usually a busy place, and it's a wonderful facility. Very grateful that we have it now in our area. It services a lot of different youth sports events. But even by the center standards, I'm like, well, this is bonkers. Like, this is hard. Like, we're having to drive around a bit to find a parking space. And like, what is going on? Well, we go, as we're walking up, I see all of the signs, gymnastics, you have to go through this door down here and check in. I'm like, wow, there's some big gymnastics event. Well, saw a couple of buddies that I know. And yeah, it's a gymnastics event, all right. This is regionals. So this is Pennsylvania and a few of the nearby states. I'm forgetting the total number of gymnasts. I want to say it was definitely over 2,000. This
Whoa.
Is an Almost. Over yes, and Ooh. They have several age groups, and
wow.
You know, I guess depending on your ability level and stuff. So it is a now I'm forgetting if it's a 4 or 5 day event. I think yesterday was the first day, so I think it's 4 days, but it is. They were telling me, I learned a lot about it. Again, we have, Reg does a lot of things, probably could do gymnastics, but does not. Gymnastics is one that we, haven't gotten into, but the, it is a hearty group. The gymnastics goes, if I believe I have this right, from 8 a.m. each of these 4 days, 8 a.m. until 9:30-ish at night.
Ooh.
And it was interesting. I was just looking at the setup that they had, and they were explaining to me that the judges will, with everything, I think except for the floor exercise, they'll look at one event, and then they have the setup for the same event right behind them. Again, not for floor exercise, but for like the uneven bars and balance beam. So the judges will watch the one performer, then turn around, and they have the next competitor ready to go on the other apparatus, and they watch that one, and then they turn around, and this goes wow. on to try to keep things moving. It was very interesting. Anyways, we go to batting practice. Do get in there. We're having a good practice. And I get a message, a text message from my wife at about 7:45 saying, if you can get a hold of anybody, I don't care if it's strangers, we need about 10 people to get the bonus $500 here at the end and get on the top 10 list. So I start emailing and texting people. I emailed first, which was just dumb. I thought I was kind of texting, and then I'm like, wait a second, these are email addresses. So I sent it because I'm like, well, at this point. And then I did text some people. I think we got a couple in that way. They just did get in and made it in to the top 10.
But, very good.
There was a frantic push at the end. Great job by the community, though. 2,836,970 raised for all of the various nonprofits, 230 or so. 17,837 donations, individual donations were made. That is truly
phenomenal.
Remarkable.
Wow.
Over the course, since 2012, Center gives now $19.7 million raised for the local nonprofits. And just had a nice time out there visiting with a few different folks before we had to make our dash to baseball practice. But boy, we've got a lot of good people in our community.
Yes.
Doing a lot of good work. And it's just gratifying to see that and remind yourself of that and be surrounded by that. Again, talk to people with a lot of the different organizations, and it just, it is. It's, as you are fond of saying, both weather-wise and just life in general, this really is a wonderful place to live. We are very, very fortunate to live where we do. There's just no doubt about that. So kudos to all of the nonprofits. Kudos to everybody who contributed. Kudos to everybody who's going to help out over the course of the upcoming year. And there will be many, many people volunteering various amounts of time and donating various amounts of money to allow these nonprofits to continue to do good work. Again, I will be the shill for my wife's foundation, but we've got a couple of big events that we're really looking forward to with my wife's foundation here this weekend. Again, May is, of course, Mental Health Awareness Month, and so the Janna Marie Foundation is very busy. Tomorrow will be Jam Fest from noon to 5. That will be down at Fraser Street between College and Beaver. If you've not been to Jam Fest before, just stop on in. Again, you can stay for all 5 hours. There's enough things to do there. You could stop in for 5 minutes. That would be fine as well. There are all kinds of different tables, and there will be games at some of them. There will be crafts that you can do at others. There's a kazoo making station, which is just a ton of fun. I don't care how old you are. There is something about the fun of both making and then getting to play your own kazoo. There will be music throughout. There is all kinds of food available. You don't need to bring anything. You don't need to bring any money. You don't have to have any kind of... you can just show up. It is a really fun event for any age, but kiddos in particular are going to have an absolute blast. There is just a ton to do, and different types of activities and games that no matter who your kiddo is and what their interests are, there's going to be at least a couple of things down there like, oh yeah, I want to do that. I want to check that out. Whether, you know, you're sports oriented, art oriented, music oriented, you know, again, food. I mean, we're all food oriented. Come on. So again, that'll be noon to five. Everything free, available to anybody that wants to stop by. Jam Fest is just a great, great event. And then on Monday night, I think this one's going to be fun. And I actually I didn't get a chance to talk to my wife about it. Was talking to another friend last night and telling him about this event on Monday that I'm about to remind you of. But he was telling me about something kind of similar where it's a comedy murder mystery, and that might be something we look into down the road. It sounded like an absolute hoot. This should be a very good time on Monday night. This is a good laugh, is the event. This will be at Axeman Brewery in Bellefonte. A good laugh Monday night from 6 to 9, and this is one of the few events that is 21 and over. So leave the kiddos at home. Come on out and have a good time with fellow adults on a Monday night. This is a fundraiser for the Janna Marie Foundation. You can just show up and pay there at the door. It's $50 a ticket. Again, it is a fundraiser for the Janna Marie Foundation so that they can keep all of these programs for the kiddos and to continue the mental health education all for free. So this is there will be just a great performance, hilarious performance by Tommy LaMotta. That'll be I think he goes on around 8 o'clock. Before that, we'll have music from Eric Ian Farmer and Free Range. There will be terrific food provided by Cisco. Again, it's just going to be a really good time. Little different night out. If you have the opportunity, you can get tickets online ahead of time, or just show up the night of. If you're thinking, ah, man, I don't know, I'd like to go, not sure if Monday will work, you can just show up on Monday night, pay right at the door, same cost at the door as it is online, so no problem there. But if you are able to make it on Monday night, again, raising money for a great cause, but it should be just a good night of laughs. And again, that is Monday night at Axeman Brewery, 6 to 9. You can get tickets there at Axeman Brewery at the door, or you can check out JanaMarieFoundation.org and get those tickets ahead of time. That's fine as well. Just go to the events page and you will find all of the information there, and you can purchase your tickets there. That's JanaMarieFoundation.org. And yeah, we're looking forward to the next few days. Gonna be some fun.
You gotta run again?
Well, that is a distinct possibility.
And remember your phone?
Well, we had, now that would be helpful. We had a, we had a warning. So they're doing an egg drop. I don't know if it's both classes, but at least Reggie's class at Coral Street, I think this is on Monday, but they needed to bring in the supplies today. So, of course, we wait until about 7:30 this morning. Hey, I need those supplies. It's like, what supplies? So I was scrambling while I'm getting the track and field results together. I'm scrambling and trying to find the materials and get them packed away, which we did. But then I lost track of time and getting the results together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What happened there?
I was wondering, because normally in the past you text me like, hey, I'm running a little late, and I'm thinking,
yeah, okay. Well, I went to do that, and I'm like, oh no!
No phone. Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. Not ridiculous how naked we feel without our phone these days. I'm like, Oh, what am I doing out in public? I don't have my phone. This is embarrassing. How am I going to stay in touch with? Who am I going to stay in touch with? I have a talk show for the next couple of hours. Now, it would have been nice to give you a little heads up that, hey, this is going to be cutting close. But other than that, really, for the next couple of hours, I'm not really spending a lot of time talking to other folks.
I would hope. Well, you are, but not on your phone. So there we go.
Well, yeah, that's true.
All right, folks, we got a busy show going into weekend, as you can tell, busy weekend. Coming up at 8:45, we're going to have a quick call with our friend Pat McCool from the historic Bellefonte Cruise.
That's cool. That's McCool.
You tell him that, all right? Now, Pat's involved, obviously, with the whole operation, and we are a sponsor, co-sponsor of the Bellefonte Cruise, which is in just 4 weeks.
Showing off, we are.
All right, 4 weeks. So we're going to talk with Pat at 8:45 for a segment to kind of, you know, set the table, if you will, for the cruise.
Uh-huh.
We'll have a whole hour of open line time in the 9 o'clock hour, because we're going to take our sports break here in just a little bit. Some quick thoughts. First off, for our streaming group, apologies. Apparently, our streaming computer did a restart or something overnight.
What's up with that?
And didn't restart our streaming program.
Come on.
Oops. Which I did restart it before the show began, and we already have people listening, which is great. All right. So, for our normal, regular streamers, again, sometimes these computers just, I'm going to do something, and it's usually like 2 o'clock in the morning. Boink. All right, well, it boinked last night, and anyway, so our stream is back up, and we're doing just fine.
Got that.
Yes, we do have some weather this morning. I think there might still be some fog in some spots, but I think that's probably going to, like, move off.
That would be nice.
Actually, we're lucky. Now, if you follow weather closely, you've already seen this. I drove through two, I would call them, brief rain showers on the way to the studio this morning.
Is that what you'd call them?
That's what I would call it, yes. Huh. Now, up north today, I would not call it that, because the northern tier got some apparently big-time heavy rains across the northern counties of Pennsylvania and the southern counties of New York State. They got hammered. They may still be getting hammered.
Hey, I got hammered myself the other night.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Not what I was referring to.
Sorry.
Okay. So, big rain north of us, like north of Lock Haven. Not so much here, which is good because I have, again, it's been relatively moist this week, right? I have got to get on the lawn tractor today. Like, my lawn is taking over the property. I'm like, okay. I got out, took the dog out this morning. I'm like, oh man, this is worse than I thought. Should have mowed yesterday. Should have done it yesterday. I thought, no, I'll wait till Friday.
Should have, would have, could have.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Oh, boy.
Schools, well, around here at least, another 3 weeks or so of school. Yesterday, I heard from a friend in my old job, what I used to do, and this is a, not here, but it's a school not far from here, and she told me, yeah, our last day is May 29th. I'm like, oh,
wow,
that's
nice.
Just 2 weeks off, all right?
Jeez.
3 weeks off around here. Some places, they are, I know, I'm trying to think of at least one or two, they're done by next Friday. They're done before Memorial Day. In other words, done with classes before Memorial Day. So they would be done in just...
Well, that's the way to do it.
I think a week. Because, again, winter, we didn't really have any snow days. And now we've got the flex or online days. If it actually does snow, that some of these... Not here where we're sitting... But some schools like throughout central PA or maybe northern PA, depending on when they start their school year, they wrap it up right at Memorial Day weekend. And if the weather doesn't get in the way, it works.
Come on, weather. Don't get in the way.
So there are some kids in some places. They've got one more week of school left.
Huh,
very interesting. And let's give a free plug for this. All right. Our friends from College Township are celebrating their 150th anniversary this year. All right, let's ring the bell for that. Trying to get a guest from College Township, you know, more of a history type thing. 1875 is when College Township was formed.
Those
so
were days.
This is 150 years. Those were days, yes. They're having a fun event tomorrow.
How fun is it?
Tomorrow evening. Well, this is a community barn dance.
That
all right, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
This is tomorrow at Millbrook Marsh from 6 until 9 p.m. Now, this is apparently a free event. All right. They'll have some food trucks there. So if you want to, you know, get a bite to eat and so on. And they're going to have some live folk music. And they're going to have what's called contra dancing. Now, contra dancing is like square dancing, okay? But contra dancing is like square dancing in line. So it's line dancing, kind of country style, okay? And I can remember back in the day, we did that in gym class at school. Did you do that sort of thing? We did this in gym. We had like square dancing was a gym class activity. Now, it wasn't, as I recall, it wasn't contra dancing. It was more of traditional square dancing, where you have a partner and you have a caller, and you do-si-do and all those other, you know, funky terms with square dancing.
Right.
But this tomorrow night will be.
I don't know if we did that or not? It seems a little familiar. Maybe I'm not positive.
I definitely remember doing it, and it was fun. You know,
yeah.
It wasn't like running the mile or you're doing all that stuff. It was just square dancing. Like, okay, I mean, over 45 years ago now, that was a thing to do. I'm going to guess schools don't do that anymore, so that's a shame. Again, it's a free event. You can come as a couple. You can come as a single, because, again, contra dancing is like line dancing. So you just kind of get in the line. They start the music. The caller tells you, okay, here's what you need to do, and you just have a lot of fun. They're going to have games, face painting for kids. This is all tomorrow evening from 6 till 9 p.m. Looks like I think the weather will cooperate tomorrow. This announcement says, come in your best Pennsylvania hoedown attire. Okay, you don't have to do that. Okay.
No?
If you don't have Pennsylvania hoedown attire, which, by the way, would be a decent shirt and a pair of jeans. Okay, that would be who. I've got a graphic here. It looks like two little people dressed like Germans. All right, it looks like little German. They got the German stuff. Okay, you don't have to do that. Just come.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like a lot of fun. Tomorrow evening, 6 to 9 p.m. at Millbrook Marsh. All right, so there's a lot of things going on this weekend. And a free plug for our friends from the Nittany Knights.
Right? Hey!
Their big concert is tomorrow evening at the State Theater, downtown State College. Starts at 7 o'clock. You can get tickets at the door if you want. Or
7 p.m.
7, right.
Yeah, 7 a.m. would be awfully early to be up and, you know.
7 p.m.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. I think a lot of people were probably confused.
No, they're going to be probably sleeping at 7 a.m., except for the gymnasts. All right, they won't be sleeping.
That is true.
So there's a lot of great things going on this weekend, folks. Get out and enjoy a weekend. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We have our sports segment, apparently with a lot of track and field results.
Holy moly.
Again, 8:45, we'll talk with Pat McCool from the Bellefonte Cruise. 9 o'clock, open line time. Are you kidding? We have a boatload of things to talk about, all right? So you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll start doing more of that talking stuff right after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, The Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during the Bellefonte Cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Bellefonte. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall.
The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Bellefonte, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BellefonteCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include Geisinger, Central Pennsylvania Institute of Science and Technology, East End Sales, Wise Market, Bellefonte Elks Lodge 1094, and Jerry Snyder's Concessions.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Friday morning as we kick off the 3-day party weekend on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Lots to get into this morning, and we will start with a check of the District 6 Track and Field Championships, which wrapped up yesterday in Altoona. The State College boys capturing the AAA Championship with 229 points to Altoona's 149. Well, yeah, you gotta feed the beast that is State College boys track and
there
field.
You go. Nice.
If you need to feed your beast, stop on in the Center Hall Farm Store in Penns Valley, or in the Spring Mills, Penns Valley area.
Center Hall.
You can check them out at 110 Allison Street. However, you can find them
on that there World Wide Web at CenterHallFarmStore.com. All right, State College boys winning the AAA championship, 229 points to Altoona's 149 as the Little Lions roll. In the AA championships, Bellefonte boys finished second behind Richland, which scored 96 points. The Red Raiders had 59. Bald Eagle area was 15th. Penns Valley tied for 18th, and St. Joseph's was 24th. In the District 6 AAA girls championship, the State College squad finished as the runner-up, a very tight race. Altoona, 214 points, State College 212. Two-point margin of victory for Altoona. State High finishes as the runner-up. Bellefonte girls took fourth. Richland won the girls' AA championship with Penns Valley ninth and Bald Eagle area 12th. In the boys' AAA action yesterday, State College winning the relays, sweeping the 400, 1600, and 3200 relay races. Jesse Myers won the 100 and finished second in the 200. State High's Landon Bassett was second in the 100. Teammate Henry Lustig was third in the 200. State College's Henry Lustig was fifth. Bellefonte's Kevin Smith Kirk taking sixth, and the Little Lions Seamus Babcock finished in seventh place. Also yesterday, it was State College's Isaac Opperman winning the 3200 title. State High's Griffin Selber took third. Bellefonte's Caden Williams and Jonathan Gasper took fifth and sixth, respectively. In the 100 hurdles, Aiden Yarnell of State College finished fifth, with Bellefonte's Landon Langle placing seventh. In the 300 hurdles, Bellefonte's Landon Langle was sixth, with State College's Jonathan Mone and Aiden Yarnell placing seventh and eighth, respectively. In the 400, State College's Kyle Fritsch was sixth, and teammate Spencer Nielsen finished eighth. In the 800, State High's Owen Coughlin took second place, with teammates Ryan Caldwell and Stephen Fowler placing fourth and fifth, respectively. State College's Nathan Hawes won titles in both the discus and the javelin. That is impressive stuff. Teammates Andrew Pack Blaznik and Luke Solbakken finished fifth and sixth, respectively, in the discus. The Little Lions' Henry Smith was second in the javelin, with Bellefonte's Liam Halderman placing seventh. Max Bodner Max Bodner won the high jump for State College. Bodner winning the title for the Little Lions in the high jump. Sean Spielvogel, his State College teammate, was seventh. State College's Adam Bell won the pole vault, with State High Spencer Stevenson Peck placing fourth, and Bellefonte's Matrix Miklick taking sixth place. In the long jump, it was Bellefonte's Zane Hummel taking second, State High's Landon Bassett third, and Bellefonte's Kevin Smith Kirk taking fifth place. In the boys' AA action, Penns Valley's Spencer Aldhaus taking runner-up honors in the 100, with Phillipsburg Osceola's DeMarcus Law finishing third in the 100, and Law then took second in the 200. Grayson Kimmler of Penns Valley was second in the 300 hurdles, while Bald Eagle area's Bo Taylor placed fourth. St. Joseph's Sean Saplato was seventh in the 3200. The Penns Valley 1600-meter relay team was eighth, and the Bald Eagle area 3200 relay team finished in seventh place. In girls' AAA action, State College's relay teams sweeping gold, State College winning the 400, the 1600, and the 3200 relays. Sarah Coker of State College taking second in the 100. Athena Helms of Bellefonte was fourth. Camille Peachy of State College fifth, and Brenly Sider of State College sixth. Sarah Coker won the 200 title for State College, with teammate Camille Peachy finishing fifth. Carmen DeFelice of State High was fifth, and teammate Ellie Ember sixth in the 300 hurdles. Belfont's Althea Helms was third in the 400 with teammate Madison Miller seventh and State High's Jordan Wilson eighth. In the 800, State College's Evie Yonkin was third, while Addison Fry of Belfont took fourth. Brooke Schellenberger of State College was seventh. Devin Jackson of State High was the runner-up in the 3200. Teammates Carolyn Frank and Julia Bigger took fourth and fifth respectively, while Belfont's Natalie Jolly finished eighth. In the 100 hurdles, Lauren Kraft of State College was sixth. In the AA meet yesterday, Lee Bryan of Baldy Galeria took fifth in the 100 hurdles. Also in the 3200, it was Liliana Smith of Penns Valley finishing in third place, while Baldy Galeria's Rebecca Ganeau finished in seventh place. Also, in the 1600 relay, Bald Eagle Area's team finished in seventh place. And in the 3200 relay, Bald Eagle Area took sixth place. Overall, pretty darn good showing for Center County's athletes and teams at the District 6 Track and Field Championships. Again, that event wrapping up in Altoona yesterday. Also, the Phillipsburg Osceola softball team avenging two regular season losses and winning in the opening round of the District 6 AA playoffs yesterday, beating Huntington 7-1. The Lady Mounties putting up five runs in the second inning after getting shut out twice by Huntington in the regular season. Olivia Bazzari, I think we could say, was the star of the day for Phillipsburg Osceola. She scattered eight hits, gave up one walk, and struck out 12 to earn the victory. She also helped her own cause by hitting the only home run of the game in the second inning, and she finished with a team-high 3 RBI for Phillipsburg Osceola. The Lady Mounties improving to 12-8 on the season. Phillipsburg Osceola will now play top-seeded Forest Hills on Monday in the quarterfinals. Our schedule next week for postseason high school baseball and softball looks a little something like this. On Monday, we will have the Penns Valley at Baldy Galeria softball game. Now, that will be a District 6 AAA quarterfinal matchup at Wingate. We will have Todd and Norm Brown on the call with the action next week. On Wednesday, we will have coverage of the State College baseball versus Mifflin County District 6 6A championship game. Mifflin County, by the way, edging Altoona yesterday 3-2 in the semifinals. Little Lions are the top seed, so they had a bye into the championship game. So again, State College and Mifflin County, 4 o'clock Wednesday at Mount Aloysius College. We will have live coverage of that game, and we will have continual live updates of the State College softball game against Altoona for the District 6 6A title. That game will get underway at 4:30. So baseball will begin at 4. We'll have that game continuous. And then starting at 4:30, we'll provide updates. State College had a couple of wide margin victories over Altoona during the regular season. Again, that action will get underway at 4:30, so we'll keep you up to date on everything with State College's District 6 championship games on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, it'll be Belfont's turn. We'll have the Belfont baseball team's District 6 Quad A title game against Juniata from Mifflin County High School starting at 4 o'clock, and we will have live updates that afternoon of the Belfont softball team's District 6 Quad A championship matchup, also with Juniata. That game will also get underway at 4:30 at Mifflin County. So again, a half hour later, and again, we'll provide updates from that game throughout our coverage of the baseball championship action. So high school baseball and softball rolling your way. District 6 action next week on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Excited to get the postseason action going here and get things underway. Also, yesterday, Penn State baseball rolling to a 7-1 win over Xavier. Ha! Take that, Xavier. Taught them a thing or two.
Oh, be nice.
Well, it's just the first game. There's, you know, two more games to go. Don't get carried away, Ironhead. Matt Maloney had himself a pretty good day. Four hits, including a two-run double, and he led the offense. The Nittany Lions improving to 30-21 on the season. Now, that series continues today, but don't go up to Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Because there's not going to be any baseball.
You'll be all by yourself.
They'll be back there tomorrow afternoon for Senior Day. But tonight they're heading down to Harrisburg and FNB Field. And that game will get underway at 6 o'clock. So that should be fun. That's, of course, the home of the Harrisburg Senators. Should be a lot of fun down there. Again tonight, starting at 6, and then the Nittany Lions will wrap up the regular season schedule with the Senior Day festivities. The game will get underway at 1 o'clock tomorrow at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, and then Penn State will learn its fate for the Big Ten tournament, which will begin with pool play next week. Nittany Lions virtually assured. I think there is still one like crazy scenario I think that could play out that would have them out, but that they will be in the Big Ten playoffs. Probably officially that will likely be confirmed tomorrow, depending on the results in the Big Ten games today and tomorrow, and then of course on Sunday potentially as well. But Penn State right now is 8th in the rankings. Top 12 teams make the postseason here in the Big Ten. And again, we'll learn exactly where Penn State is seated sometime on Sunday. And then pool play will get underway next week in the Big Ten Championship. So looking forward to that. Also, yesterday, Penn State women's hockey getting some good news. Graduate forward Tiffany Hill signing a professional contract with, I don't know, is it Djurgårdens of the Swedish Women's Hockey League? It's D-J-U-R-G, A with the umlaut thing over it, R-D-E-N-S.
Whatever you want, so, whatever you want it to be.
Djurgårdens. I don't. In the Swedish Women's Hockey League, though. That's pretty cool stuff for her. Again, she signed that deal yesterday and will be heading overseas. Of course, the Penn State men's lacrosse team gearing up for postseason quarterfinal action on Sunday. Penn State will take on Notre Dame in the NCAA quarterfinals with a spot in the Final Four hanging in the balance. That'll be a noon start on Sunday in Annapolis, Maryland. And let's get it done. We want to beat Notre Dame no matter what, in anything. And, you know, we want to go to the Final Four. That'd be really, really cool. Also, the mentioned the District 6 track and field results. The Penn State track and field teams will get their outdoor postseason underway today. I think the action gets underway at 3 o'clock our time this afternoon in Eugene, Oregon. Big Ten Outdoor Championships starting this afternoon at 3. They'll wrap up on Sunday. And yeah, good luck. Penn State has some really, really good athletes. They have several athletes that should be in contention for Big Ten titles here over the weekend. And, well, we'll keep you apprised of all of that on Monday, all of the results. Also, Penn State softball getting four players on the NFCA All-Region team with their performances this past season. That is the National Fast Pitch Coaches Association all-Northeast regional team. Three student athletes for Penn State getting second-team laurels. In senior third baseman Maddie Gordon, sophomore designated player Brooke Klosowitz, and fifth-year first baseman Megan Ricks. Also, senior right fielder Haley Brunson earning third team honors on that all region squad. Again, that is in softball. And of course, tonight, the series that all of baseball has been waiting for all season long.
Oh, yeah.
It finally gets underway. What's at stake? Not a doggone thing. Well, actually, that's not true. A case of beer for the Dear Goon is at stake. And I'm not even involved. I'm a sideline watcher on this. Our buddy Alan they have a case of beer wager on this Pirates-Phillies series this weekend. The Dear Goon was trying to double up with me. I want no part of betting on my beloved Pirates.
Smart move.
Not any part. First pitch tonight in Philadelphia at Citizens Bank Park. Will be at 6:45. Airtime will be at 6:20 right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
All right, let's take a break here because we have an expected guest here in just a little bit. I do have a little sportsy stuff, including another Pirates controversy. And I'm throwing this at you, buddy, because this is all about you.
Ridiculous.
Okay.
Just ridiculous.
And we have news controversies, and we have, for goodness sakes, just stick with us, all right? You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox, back with more of all of that stuff right after this.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, The Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during a Belfont cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg and at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Belfont, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BelfontCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include WTAJ, Five Star Power Sports, Snyder's Concessions, Krep Service and Sales, Courthouse Pub, and Fullington Trailways.
Join the Nittany Knights as they perform Just Sing, 7 p.m. May 17th at the State Theater in downtown State College. This year's spring show will feature 2024 International Barbershop Harmony Society gold medal winners, Three and a Half Men, along with choirs from State College High School and Mountain Indian Park Forest Middle Schools. Tickets $30 for adults, $20 for children 15 and under. Get your tickets today at nittanyknights.org. Just Sing, May 17th, 7 p.m. at the State Theater. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Ready to relax in style? Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is giving you the chance to win a Watkins 735L hot tub by Hot Springs at this year's Belfont Cruise on June 13th and 14th. This six-person luxury spa is built for the ultimate backyard escape. Loaded with powerful jets for a full-body massage experience, LED mood lighting for the perfect ambience, energy-efficient technology that saves money while keeping the water warm, and the trusted quality of Hot Springs spas, the leader in comfort and innovation. Entering is easy. Stop by Clearwater Pool and Spa in Center Hall now or visit our booth at the Belfont Cruise on June 13th and 14th to sign up. Don't miss your chance to bring home this incredible Watkins 735L hot tub from Hot Springs. Check us out online at groupclearwater.com or visit our Center Hall location to view our full lineup of Hot Springs spas. And while you're there, be sure to ask about our lineup of Imagine Pools and Ocean Reef fiberglass pools. Make a splash this summer with Clearwater Swimming Pool Company and the Belfont Cruise.
As you look out onto your yard or acreage, you know it's coming. Lots of work and time. You may be excited about it because you have a Kubota from Daughter Equipment, which actually makes chores fun and frees up your time for other things. Or maybe you're looking at the lawn and acreage with a scowl because you don't even know if your lawn and garden equipment will even start. You need to get to Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 for Kubota and the answers. If it's your first tractor, it's hard to decide how much horsepower you're looking for, what implements you'll need. Whether you're gardening or landscaping and keeping up with property maintenance, just being behind the wheel of a Kubota makes you appreciate the Kubota Compact Tractor for its simplicity and ease. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Fox Sports.
It's Let's Talk here on a Friday morning. We are kicking off the three-day party weekend, and we're doing it the only way we know how, and that is in style.
I was going to say stumbling along.
Okay. Well, there's that, too. I was trying to, you know, make it sound a lot more impressive along. Is what I was trying to do. We are joined via the phone line by Pat McCool. That there, Belfont Cruise, is coming up.
4 weeks.
It is just around the corner. Pat, first of all, thank you for taking the time. Hopefully you're staying dry on this Friday morning.
Oh, yeah, that we are. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Fox 98.7 for coming on board and helping us out with the cruise this year.
Sure.
For a great collaboration here on things. And it's going to be a big one this year. Every year I used to say it can't get any bigger, but I did that one like a year or two ago. For sure.
All right, well, Pat, let's start with the basics, all right? Dates, times, places, you know, all that sort of stuff. Let's start with the basics. What's going on here?
Sure. Basically, we Friday night, June the 13th, at 6 o'clock till 7:30, we have what we call an open cruise, where basically anybody and everybody comes in town. Huge parade-type atmosphere, people lining the streets and the antique cars, classic cars, all that type of stuff, you know, traveling the block in Belfont as it used to be done back in the, you know, 60s and 70s before it ended up getting banned out of Belfont, and that's sort of what brought on the Belfont Cruise. And so that's Friday night at 7:30 then. We actually shut down Allegheny Street. Everybody gets parked. We all congregate on the diamond. And this year we have, each year we try to have different entertainment. This year we got Bruno Nessi, Elvis impersonator. Elvis. He's one of the top five in the nation.
Ooh, wow. Sure. That's awesome.
That's pretty cool. All right.
Yeah, he put on a... we actually had him in last year on Saturday, and it was such a great show, and everybody wanted him back, so we thought we'd bring him back for Friday night, our big show.
Very cool.
And that'll be going on. We'll be doing opening ceremonies at 7:30 just prior to that, where we play the national anthem and honor our flag, that kind of thing.
Now, we're excited to be involved here with the Fox, and they told me, Pat, hey, come up with some ideas maybe to help them make this an even bigger and better event. And here's what I was thinking, Pat, is what if we had like a pre-registration and offered some opportunities for people to pre-register? What do you think? I'm probably too late to do that for this year, but maybe next year. This was my great brainchild.
Actually, there is pre-registration. All they need to do is go up to BelfontCruise.org, download the pre-registration form, or stop in at PAMP on 136 South Harrison Road to get one, or the train station in Belfont. And anyone that does pre-register, they save a little bit of money. It's $10 for pre-registration, $15 a day of the show.
Huh. Well, see,
pre-registrations are the only ones that get eligible for the door prizes.
That is worth it right there. Because I was going to say, maybe offer some incentives for pre-registration. And all right, well, you know, I'm just spitballing ideas here. You already thought of that one. I was thinking, what if we got like a bunch of great sponsors to get behind this and help make the Belfont Cruise even bigger and better? What do you think? Again, maybe too late for this year, but thinking next year, we could just get like a wide swath of sponsors to help out.
Well, that's the key to it. We have quite a few actually this year, several of which have been on board for some time. This year we have a few new ones. We have the Five Star Group, which up to the table this year. That's Five Star Power Sports, Five Star Clearfield, and Five Star Mitsubishi. And one of the things they brought to the table is a Yamaha Kodiak 700 four-wheeler, which we're going to have to sign up for and give it away at the show.
You're just going to give it away?
Just going to give it away.
Now, what?
One of the big going on.
Yeah, who the heck does that?
What if I let you know that like I'd really like it?
I personally would really like it, but I'm the only one that's not allowed to get in it.
Increase our chances is what I was thinking.
All right, that's pretty cool.
Well, that all sounds wonderful. So you have the pre-registration. You have a great lineup of sponsors. Here's another idea I had. What if we had like a food court? I just made that available where folks, like all throughout the day, could go enjoy some great food, maybe get some of the local restaurants involved. What do you think, Pat?
Well,
again, maybe too late for this year, but...
Nothing's ever too late until it's done past, as far as I'm concerned. That's the big thing. But, yes, our local restaurants will all be open. We got the Courthouse Pub right on the Diamond. That's new this year. That's with Brothers Pizza. And down in a food court on Howard Street, there'll be, I think it's like 15 food vendors down there. Actually, we set up an area which Fox has helped us out quite a bit with down on the waterfront. There'll be a few food trailers down there. We also, this year, have a total of 4 stages with entertainment on all 4 going on throughout the day.
So That was going to be my next idea for you. What if we had some entertainment there to
he's ahead of you, buddy. I'm telling you.
Help the folks out.
All right. Huh.
All right. Well, go ahead, Pat.
It's been quite interesting as the show grows, and the more we add on to things, and it just seems to be bringing in a bigger crowd. I mean, last year we had Dennis Gage's My Classic Car, which can still be seen on YouTube, did a show actually on the Belfont Cruise.
Very.
And that brought a lot of interest from out of the area.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're really plugging away that way. Things is, just like I say, the big thing, too, any business out there that wants to get something in what we call our goodie bags, we stuff 500 goodie bags. All they got to do is reach out and contact me or something, one of our committee members, and we can put them in our goodie bags. Great opportunity for promotional and things like that there for businesses to get people to come in, because it's one of the big things I've seen over the years is how so many of the businesses tell me about, I didn't do a whole lot of business that day. We had a lot of people, but a lot of those people keep coming back afterwards, which, that's what we're looking for. Trying to put it right back into the community as much as we can.
No, that's fantastic. All right, well, here's just again spitballing ideas. You're ahead of me apparently on a lot of this stuff.
Still trying.
What if? And again, probably looking ahead to next year. Yeah, probably a little late this year.
Right.
But I was thinking, what if we kicked off this big thing with like an open cruise on Friday night and just had people like line up in a parade like atmosphere and just create a scene in Belfont.
He actually mentioned.
What,
that
what do you think about that?
I thought that'd be a great way to start.
Yeah.
I was sort of kind of wondering now if he's on the same conversation we are here.
I don't. Hey, Pat, I have no idea, okay? Can it?
All right.
No. Pat, I drive a 2008 Honda. Can I get in the cruise parade?
Actually, yes, you can. And anyone can come in. It's not a registration or anything. You just come in and start driving around the block.
There we go. I might do that.
Good time. Actually, some of the people now actually bring candy and toss out just like a parade.
There you go. That's what I was thinking, all right? Just like a good parade. Toss
you
candy.
Had me at candy.
all right, candy.
Pat, my last idea. I mean, you guys are just ahead of me at every turn. But how about parking sometimes can be a little difficult. What if, now we'd have to coordinate and we'd have to work this out ahead of time, I understand. What if we tried to work something out, again, probably for next year, like with the Belfont High School, and because there's a lot of parking available up there. What if we just had... like people be able to park there, and then now I don't know if we'd be able to work this out. It'd be cool if we could do like a shuttle. I could reach out to like Fullington Tours and see if maybe we could coordinate something there. But provide a shuttle and let folks park for free there at the high school and still attend. Right? What do you think?
That's something we've been doing for many years. Actually, the same way. Saturday of the show. That is wide open. Friday night, they can park there. We don't have a shuttle booked for Friday night for there. But Saturday, they can. And there's parking in some of the other lots around town and stuff like that there. And we don't, Friday night, actually take up all the streets. But come Saturday, we'll definitely be taking them up. And that's when the shuttle really comes in handy. It roughly runs every 15 minutes back and forth to the high school. And that's a free shuttle as well. Doesn't cost anybody anything to do it. Like I say, it's just a good time, and it gets a lot of people parking where they don't have to come down into the congested area of downtown.
Well, it's like you guys have thought of everything. Yeah. I have no more good ideas for you.
You're behind, bud. I'm telling you.
Pat, give the details on the pre-registration again, because folks can save themselves some money here by pre-registering.
Yeah, they can always save some money, and it also, like I said, gets them into eligibility for possibly winning a door prize as well. Pre-registration is actually going quite well this year. We have quite a few in. I don't have the exact amount of number, but you go up to belfontcruise.org and download a registration form, and you can mail it into P.O. Box 536, Belfont, PA. That's our cruise mailbox. Another thing that can be done is you can actually pick one up at Tamp or at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap or at the train station in Belfont. And you can also return them there or just stop and pay at that point. But it, like I say, it gets it in quite often. We get some very interesting door prizes as well.
I love it. All right.
Yeah. It's a great opportunity for everybody.
Anything else that that we should have been asking you about this morning that you want to get out there about the cruise? Obviously, we'll be talking more about this in the coming weeks right up until Father's Day weekend.
Yep. Well, the other thing you should have been asking us about is one of the big things that Fox has helped us bring to the table, and that's Clearwater Pools is giving away a $7,500 hot tub.
Hey, hey, hey! Now we're getting something.
Oh, there you go.
Free registration as well. You can sign up at Fisher's Market, Daughter Equipment, PAMP, at the train station. I think I'm hitting everybody there. But there'll be some finalists drawn for the hot tub at each of those locations. And then Friday night, we'll be giving away a couple of those finalist spots. And then Saturday at opening ceremony at noon, as soon as registration closes, we'll be giving away some more. And then at 2 o'clock, Everybody will congregate down at the waterfront, and we'll find out who wins the hot tub. Plus, there's, I guess, many other prizes involved down there, too.
All right. Fantastic. That's going to be a lot of fun. We are really looking forward to it. And again, you get all of the information, BelfontCruise.org, BelfontCruise.org. Pat McColl, thank you very much. We are really excited about the partnership and fired up to attend this year's cruise.
Well, we're glad to have you on board and looking for many good years in the future here with all this.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you, Pat.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Pat.
All right, Pat McColl, the Belfont Cruise coming up June 13th and 14th. And boy, I had all these great ideas. They
were really great ideas.
They have them all in place.
They already thought of them.
They thought of everything.
Now, this is four. I'm looking at a calendar. Yeah, 4 weeks off. Okay, hello. We're going to have like Belfont Cruise kind of updates on Fridays on this show over the next 4 weeks. But this looks like a fantastic event.
Oh,
folks, just circle it on your calendar now.
One of the highlights of summer. It really is.
June 13, June 14. Just circle them now, all right, so you don't miss out. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, open line time, including, controversies, north, south, east, and west, and all sorts of people fired up about this, that, and the other thing, including maybe you, when you listen to Let's Talk, and we'll come back with more after this.
Huh, I know about this and that, but that, they're fired up about
things,
the other thing,
yeah,
too.
True.
Here we go. Son of a gun.
From State College, Lock Haven, and Belfont, Central PA Sports Authority, Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, The Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during the Belfont Cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Belfont, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BelfontCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, Five Star Mitsubishi, Wetzler Funeral Home, Sleep In and Comfort Suites, Carson Disposal, Best Line Power Sports, and WTAJ.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Hey, how you guys doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from Pamp.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember Pamp for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. Pamp has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Dotter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota.
I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time, even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and, of course, the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox in College.
It is a Friday morning here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This is Let's Talk with your old pals, Jeff Byers and Scott Giese. That's me and him.
And him, yeah.
And we're just, you know, sitting here talking, shooting the breeze, getting ready for a weekend of fun. Phone line is open at 814-954-7266. Well, it's not open anymore because you have called in and you are now on the air. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, I'm sitting on my lawnmower. I got the snorkel on my intake air. And yes, I'm not seeing any opportunity. So here I am calling in.
There you go. We appreciate it.
Hey, I wanted to kind of complain about the Senator Gibbs and association with Penn State.
Okay.
Apparently Penn State, in and around the stadium and OPP parking lot, they set up a welcoming tent, you know, for the volunteers to do XYZ in and around the county. And then the Borgs come out. The parking lot board start ticketing the volunteers' cars. So, I don't know.
You're just trying to get me in more trouble. Like, I need trouble getting in trouble with the parking offices around the area. I am going to try to keep my mouth shut here and just I'll let you voice your opinion. Because if I was to say something...
Okay, hold it.
But I'm just going to keep my
mouth
shut.
We're not going to do the translation.
Doesn't work anymore, Jeff. AI translates.
Oh, boy.
So, hey, speaking into your elbow, Mr. Fenchek, I noticed that the trustees kicked the ball down the road a bit. I wonder if Mr. Fenchek will be quieted in a week's time at the court level. But, no, I'm not implying any type of conspiracy, but will be interesting to follow that out.
It will.
What else is on the radar today besides the rain?
A lot of rain on the radar. I was just looking at it.
Well, there's
Where's Joe Bastardi at now? Is he still calling for cold weather or...
Well, actually, next week is supposed to be cool. Or rather, for the entire week, we're going to have cool weather all next week.
Yeah.
So don't put your jacket away just yet.
Cloud cover and more rain. So, okay, I'm going to get off the lawnmower now and start building the ark.
There we go. The ark. All right, thanks for the call.
Left. Okay, take care, guys.
Hey, thank you. You too.
Hopefully you won't need an ark. Okay.
Well,
I'm looking out the window and I'm like, I want to mow my lawn this afternoon, this evening, and so on. And I'm thinking, oh, please. All right. My grass is already too mushy. But anyway, 814-954-7266.
A meteorological term there. Mushy.
Mushy. Yeah, mushy. Now, all right, Board of Trustees, Penn State branch campuses, all this stuff, all right? Now, if you follow news, you know this stuff because this was all yesterday. Board of Trustees had their executive session, meaning secret meeting, online whatever it is they talked about. It would have been interesting to be the old fly on the digital wall of sorts. But they did announce that, okay, if you missed this, there's going to be a public chat, I guess, because if I'm correct, this is not in person. It's going to be virtual again, but it will be live streamed to apparently anybody that wants to watch it. This is next Thursday, the 22nd, at 5 p.m. Now, I've seen a couple of different, you know, stories and media about this meeting. Center Daily Times had one, statecollege.com, I think, had one, other folks probably had one, where there's a link, you know, if you want to get the link to watch the live stream next Thursday at 5 p.m. I'm not going to begin to repeat the link because it's, you know, big and long and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Here's what you can do. Free plug for our website, 987thefox.info.
Oh, those guys.
987thefox.info. Look at the page we have there called News Outlets. And if you go there, it's just a bunch of our local or regional news outlets with quick links to all of them. So if you want to keep track of news and so on, instead of hunting and searching, go to our website, go to the news outlets page, click on the link you want. So if you click on the Center Daily Times link, it'll jump to their site, find the story about this live stream on Thursday. StateCollege.com, same. Other groups, same. Spotlight PA, our friends there, we got a link for them, along with a bunch of other ones. All right, so if you want to get the link to watch this thing, next Thursday, you can do that. I'm going to guess, since I've done my share of Zooms and various different things,
yeah,
you'll be able to link and watch in. You probably won't be able to do anything except watch. Okay. Now, if you've done webinars and you know, this sort of stuff, in a lot of cases, they'll have the chat window open and people can put in their comments and so on. I'd be shocked if they had the chat window open for this thing. This is probably going to be, you can watch, and that's it. Now, I could be wrong on that, but I'd be actually really surprised if there's a chance for people watching to, like, share their two cents. I don't think you're going to have a chance to do that. You'll just be able to watch the proceeding, and I hope to check it out myself next Thursday. How the proceeding is going to go, no idea. Because my thought is these folks have already made up their minds. They're doing this essentially for show. They've already got this figured out. Doesn't really matter what these people feel or these people feel or these people feel. Considering back on Monday of this week.
I think they're waiting to find out how I feel. I think the rest of you.
I hate to burst your bubble, but after they... I think you've already been scratched off the list.
I don't know what you're talking
about. I don't think that's going to work. Somebody on Monday leaked these seven campuses that are proposed to be closed in 2 years. All right? That was not supposed to happen on Monday. Somebody leaked it. All right? And then consternation followed, like, oh, I can't believe somebody did that.
Oh,
really?
Consternation.
Come on. This kind of baloney happens all the time. I want to see if somebody leaks whatever happened in this online private gig yesterday. I'm waiting, you know, whoever the leaker is going to be. Now, we don't know who the leaker was on Monday. All right, fine, whatever. I want to see if somebody spills the beans about whatever the conversation was yesterday. Wouldn't be surprised at all if somebody does that. We'll see. I don't know. But, again, there's the basic details. Again, I mentioned, was this yesterday? You know, our friend Jay Paterno is one of the elected trustees, all right, one of those folks. Jay has come out on social media multiple times now, recently, to say he thinks all the campuses should stay open. And he's thrown some statistics out there of various kinds and so on. I'm going to disagree with our friend Jay. I think several of them should close, because I think Penn State is spread too thin. And they have multiple campuses in the same basic area. Why do you need multiple campuses? Why have you ever needed multiple campuses in the same basic area? Consolidation, I think, would be a good move in this particular instance. It would absolutely save some money, maybe not tremendous amounts of money, but it would save some money. Allegedly, I think the faculty members at these affected schools would be offered a position at one of the other campuses. Now, you might say, well, that's a pain. They got to get up and move. Well, maybe, again, depending on which ones they are. I mentioned, all right, I grew up in York County, Penn State, York. I know where that is. Penn State, Harrisburg is only 30 miles away, and it's larger, and it has housing and all that sort of stuff. Penn State, York doesn't have any housing. It's kind of landlocked, can't expand. It's just, it's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. It's, there is no potential for growth there. And their enrollment numbers have been sliding for years. So why not just for young people down in that zone, go to Penn State Harrisburg. Penn State Wilkes-Barre, Penn State Scranton, like right next to each other, 30 miles apart. I have been to Penn State Wilkes-Barre. It's been a few years. I mean, if I had been a Penn State student, that's where they wanted me to go over 40 years ago. And I took a tour with my mom, the whole nine yards. Frankly, wasn't that impressed.
Oh, it was bigger than 9 yards. Come on now.
Well, it might have been 10 yards back then. I don't know. Okay. But they've been gradually shrinking for a number of years. The same issues. Penn State Scranton, bigger campus, has some housing and so on. Why do you have two of them open? That makes no sense to me. Plus the fact Penn State Hazleton is not that far away from those two, kind of down, you know, south of them. Bunch of campuses in the greater Pittsburgh area. Do you really need all those? Bunch of campuses. Now, the greater Philadelphia area I want to say unique. It's different because there's a whole lot of people down there. All right? The Philadelphia city and the surrounding counties and so on. There's a ton of people down there. All right, maybe the situation's a little different down there simply because of the numbers of people. But some of these other ones, it's just, it hasn't been working. It hasn't been working for years. The future projections are not great in some of these particular areas. Why keep them? Now, I just made somebody angry at me because you probably are for keeping them all open. Again, what is it? 25 total campuses across Pennsylvania. 25. That, to me, that's spread too thin. And so I agree with, I guess, Dr. Bendapudi and whoever else at Old Main that has come up with this idea. Yeah, we need to consolidate here a little bit and move forward to the future in some areas where there is potential for growth. Some of these spots, there's just, it's, you know, I hate to say it, but it's just not there. So how long do you keep doing this? All right, now that's one man's opinion. You're the Penn State grad, all right? I'm not. What do you think?
No, I'm largely with you. I think they almost need to consolidate some of the campuses, and the ones that were selected here apparently in the overall scheme of things makes sense. I understand individual areas not being happy about it, and maybe you keep one or two of them open, but I don't know. It makes financial sense. Now, I also think there's some other things Penn State ought to be. I think they should be looking at selling some of the property that it has. But that's another story for another day. Anyways, I think I'm on board with.
Okay. Now, again, there are said to be seven on the hit list. Now, when they finally get around to this, will it be the seven? Will it be six? Five? Will some people do enough politicking and all that sort of thing that, you know, somehow they'll change their mind about this campus over here or something like that? I have no idea. But this, call it a public meeting, sort of, kind of, a little bit, yeah, you can actually watch. If that's a public meeting, Thursday next week, 5 p.m. Again, check local news outlets that have run this story. Somewhere in there, I think there is a link. Here's how you can watch this gig. There you go. Follow that and see what you can do with it. So, I mean, I mentioned they did the leak, whoever leaked on Monday, and then they had this private meeting yesterday. I've got to believe between Monday and yesterday, and it's continuing, you know, these affected campuses are probably out there doing whatever kind of lobbying they can do. Email campaigns and, I don't know, phone calling and stuff like that. Okay, but when we're looking to the future, some of these campuses, they're no longer viable. They just aren't. And there are nearby possibilities there that are. So why, from a business perspective, why are we doing this? That's it. All right. Dr. Bendapudi, I'm generalizing here. Dr. Bendapudi was brought in because Penn State was a financial mess. Okay, the prior Penn State presidents and so on, okay, this is going to sound insulting. I don't want it to be. They were academics. They were not business people. They really didn't know how to run an operation. All right, now I am being a little harsh. But, hey, $90 million deficit, all the difficulties and so on. They brought in somebody to righten the ship. All right, stop bailing water. Well, now that they found a plan to righten the ship and stop bailing water, we got some folks that just want to keep bailing water. Now, if you're a sailor, you don't want to be in a ship where all you do is bail water. That's not a good situation to be in. So it's like, okay, we're actually going to fix this problem or not. And again, folks who are academics, if I use that simple term, they just want to keep their jobs. Oh, okay, I get it. I understand. And so on. If that just, you know, they're perfectly happy bailing water. Well, a lot of other folks aren't. And it's not financially viable, and it doesn't make a lot of sense in some of these spots, so let's do something about it. All right, before we take a break, let's take a call here. We'll do that right there.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hi, good morning.
It's 911.
Yep, you're on. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm stuck in a blood situation. No. Hey, I actually think Jay's approach in the short term may not be a bad approach. There are a lot of balls up in the air right now. You know, I'm talking about international and national balls, economic issues. And as Jeff alluded to, Penn State is land rich, and I'm pretty sure all these campuses probably have high real estate value. The question is, what do you shut down? What do you open? And some of those campuses that give an opportunity for kids to get an education that can't afford housing, now, right now maybe it makes sense to close them, but maybe next year after we know more about our international and national economics, we should keep them open. So, yeah, there's an issue, but I don't know that we got enough facts to really make a decision right now. We should be thankful that we are land rich, and yeah, we've got some debts that are piling up, but we have options. A lot of universities don't. And yeah, I don't know. I think we just need more information, and unfortunately, it's going to take a while to get that information.
Well, I think the powers that be have a ton of information. Have they shared a lot of it? Yeah, maybe not.
Well, what I'm saying is underlying every information is our assumptions and philosophies. And as I've said before, I think we're at a crossroads. And I think some of those assumptions are going to switch on us. I don't know if you agree with
I'm thinking about two in particular. Penn State Dubois and Penn State York are landlocked, really small, no growth potential, really. At least, I'm not seeing it. I'm familiar with both of those campuses. I've driven past them.
Oh, okay. What I'm challenging you to think about is, okay, close those two. Where do they go? They got to go to a campus that offers housing and or main campus. Now, main campus is poised to probably receive up to 20, probably, what are we at now? Are we on to 40,000 students
it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 40, yes.
And so between what's on campus and what's in the surrounding area, 40. I think we could probably pick another 20 up. But the point is, how many of those kids that are living in Delaware County, Scranton, in and around Pittsburgh, living in mom's basement, can afford to come up here and pay our housing prices?
Well, that's a good, I tell you what, that's a good thought. And I've shared a number of times here on the show, just observing the Penn State brass clearly wants more students to come here. Because
we have the infrastructure.
Yeah, because there's more and more housing. Here's one, here's one, here's one, here's one that they keep either start erecting or working on, or things, you know, all those big giant buildings now in downtown State College. All right?
Right.
They want more people to come here rather than out there. Now, are there costs involved with that? Well, of course. All right, housing costs. Yeah. I mean, when I went to school many, many, many moons ago, I didn't live in my mother's basement because we didn't have a basement. I lived at home with the folks for 4 years and drove to school and had a job and all that sort of thing.
Okay, you know exactly what I'm saying.
To save money, okay? My parents had no money to give me, and I didn't have a lot of money, so I couldn't afford to go away to school and live there. I couldn't afford that. And I'm sure there's, especially today, a lot of kids in the same situation. But I just, the Penn State brass, to me, have made it very plain. They want more people coming here necessarily than out
there. Yes, I agree with that. Then the question is, who are those people? Is it the international student from India, China, Korea? Are we reaching out to York, Scranton? Are we going to, through the tariffs, are we going to start to bring manufacturing back? Are we going to need engineers in Pennsylvania once again, like we had when we were kids? So what I'm saying is, I don't know that this decision could be properly made because I don't think we have enough information. It's going to take another year or two to play out.
Ooh. I don't think they're willing to wait that long.
Well, that gets back to the group think and, you know, just checking the box. So I'm actually glad that Jay's taken up a pretty interesting stance on this.
Okay. All right. All right. We got to take a break. Appreciate your call.
Yep, thank you very much.
All right. All right. We'll take a break. We got some more things to cover. Maybe you want to chime in on this. We'll mention the phone number here in a little bit. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox on a nice, gloomy-looking Friday. Ugh. We'll come right back after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
The 36th annual historic Belfont Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Belfont, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BelfontCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include
Center Communications, Inc., Five Star Chrysler, Rick Snyder's Concessions, PAMP, Premier Garage, and Clearwater Pool.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, The Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during the Belfont Cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall.
The State College Spikes 2025 season is just around the corner. The 40-game regular season home slate runs Friday, June 6th through August 28th and features three great bobbleheads honoring Paul Posluszny, Katie Schumacher Colley, and Guy Gadowski. Three Mark in the Park nights, ELGSES night on August 23rd. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment here in Happy Valley. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out.
I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time, even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
All aboard!
All aboard the crazy train as we head into the three-day party weekend. Welcome aboard here on Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Well, now it's coming down pretty good outside our studios. It is a downpour.
At least where we are, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, outside our studios.
Oh, I should have mowed yesterday. Oh, boy, I'm kicking myself.
Would have. Right.
Anyway.
Could have. Should have.
Yeah, all those nice words. Oh. All right, 814-954-7266, if you'd like to chime in this morning. Let's move to our next controversy. Okay, here we go. Lots of stuff. First off, we'll mention next week, local state Senator Wayne Langerhulk will be joining us on Wednesday next week. Now, by dumb luck, it helps that our studio is on Science Park Road, and Senator Langerhulk's local office is about 20 steps that way. It's like right over there.
That's right.
And so he's visiting his local office on Wednesday, and we said, hey, come on over. He's like, okay. So we're going to talk to him on Wednesday. Meanwhile, local state Senator Chris Dush is on a roll right now. He's been a very active fellow. Now, we had him on just, 1 or 2 weeks ago. The whole thing about closing Rockview State Prison and the Quihana Boot Camp. Now, we were kind of led to believe that, okay, the State Department of Corrections wants to drop the hammer on that one, like now, like right around now. Well, hold it. All right. Senator Dush, of course, has seniority, and he's on the State Senate Government Committee. He's the chairperson, which gives him some clout, and he has been asking questions of the Department of Corrections, and he essentially has not liked the answers. Okay, so his office sent out a release, actually I believe this was on Wednesday. If you're familiar with the story, again, Department of Corrections, allegedly for cost saving and whatever, they want to close Rockview Prison and Quihana Boot Camp. That's just north of Carthus, just sort of barely in Clearfield County. Those are both in Senator Dush's district or zone. And he, again, doesn't like what he's heard. When he joined us a week or two ago, he mentioned, you know, hey, we were told here's the reasons why we want to close, and at face value, like, okay, that's a lot of money they want to spend. We get it. Except Senator Dush apparently made a visit to Rockview recently and found out that, oh, they've actually already done a lot of this stuff. All right. In other words, spent the money, made the fix-ups, and so on. So you spent a ton of money fixing places up, and now you want to close them. Okay, that just at face value, that's a little odd. And so he kind of threw the challenge down to the Department of Corrections that if he didn't get some more information, he was going to throw a subpoena at them, and then things would get really interesting down in Harrisburg. Well, apparently the Department of Corrections folks responded to his request. Now, I'm reading here a bit from his release from a couple of days ago. He says he still has a number of significant problems with the very limited answers he was given to his questions. All right, I'm going to read word for word here.
Okay.
First and foremost, now this is Senator Dush, okay? First and foremost, I'm still deeply troubled that there are institutions around the state with poorer records regarding recidivism and producing inmates with GEDs and trainings that prepare an inmate to become productive citizens. The daily cost per inmate at these other institutions is also higher than Rockview and Quihanna. If the mission of the department is to correct behavior and produce good citizens, and if they are attempting to save money through this, then why close Rockview and the boot camp? All right, so in other words, he's claiming that there are other state prisons around the state spending more money per person than close to us. And again, the idea of it is called an SCI, State Correctional Institution. Folks, why do we have prisons? Just to lock people away? Well, in some cases, maybe that is accurate. But if it's a correctional institution, allegedly the people that are in there hopefully are being corrected. Now, we could talk for an hour about that, probably. Like, really? How much correcting happens? Well, according to the senator, you know, when it comes to Rockview, and maybe especially Quihanna, all right, the boot camp there at the top of the mountain, the whole idea is to correct people. Like, okay, what you did was wrong. Here's why it's wrong. Here's how you can change your life. And eventually we're going to release you, and hopefully you're going to go out and be a good citizen. All right, that's correcting. So apparently, according to the senator, Rockview and Quihanna have better records of correcting than some other institutions around the state. Okay. Also, it says here, again, I'm reading, additionally, the Department of Corrections has failed to produce any comparable data or publicly available spreadsheets that analyze both Quihanna and Rockview's five-year estimated deferred maintenance plans versus the estimated plans of other Commonwealth institutions. So, in other words, they've been kind of holding their information kind of close to the vest. Now, again, I'm reading. This is the paragraph that I read this like, oh, really? Again, I'm reading. It says here, on Monday this week, I was able to get a meeting with Secretary Harry, that's the Department of Corrections lead, and some of her senior staff, along with State Senate Majority Leader Pittman. Secretary Harry had a spreadsheet which her committee used in making these determinations. I was allowed to look at it briefly, but not keep it. The secretary indicated there was sensitive information that was not for public release. Mm-hmm. Now, you and I are looking at each other like, really? Sensitive information not for public release. Mm-hmm. How about just give us the statistics on why you want to do this? And make sure that they're accurate. Again, Senator Dush has been on the warpath here for a couple or a few weeks because he made a visit to Rockview only to find out, oh, they did all this stuff already? So, in other words, where's the money savings? They've done it already. Go ahead.
That is beyond confounding and beyond frustrating. For those of you that wonder why some of us question the integrity of our governmental officials, I present to you Exhibit A.
Not this.
In the long, long list of exhibits that we can present to you.
Now, again, I'm reading from the senator's release, although he mentioned this in his interview with us a week or two ago. I'm reading here. My constituents and I no longer have the luxury of believing the department's non-factual assertions about the economic necessity or so-called cost savings driving the decisions to close these correctional institutions. In other words, the senator is calling the Department of Corrections a bunch of liars. All right, I don't think that's too harsh to say. He's saying they've been lying all along. They've been hiding information. What, do they somehow have it out for Rockview and Quihanna that we're just going to close those two? Because, again, early, when this whole thing started, and I bought into it, Scott here, I bought into it. There's 75 million dollars we're going to need to spend to fix up these facilities, and we've got plenty of other beds at other facilities around the state, so why should we spend the 75 million to fix up these two crumbling places? We should just close them. We can send those inmates to other institutions. All right, yeah, the people that work at the institutions, okay, they can have a job. They'll still have a job. They're going to have to drive to figure out where they're going to have to work again. And then later on, we find out, well, actually, a lot of that is not accurate. And so, again, the senator has been on, I call it the war path, because it's true. He's hepped up on this one. And maybe there's a growing number of other people that are sort of with him, you know, on the crazy train, all right, right behind him.
Yeah.
And so he is pretty adamant at this point. And State Senator Pittman, who is the majority leader of the Senate in Harrisburg, they want the Department of Corrections, in their words, to hit the pause button on this whole operation to completely reevaluate their specially targeted prison closing criteria. Now, the question is, again, Senator Dush has some influence. Senator Pittman certainly does. There's plenty of people here where we are that have said, whoa, no closing, no closing. Here's why. Don't do that. That's bad. Stop, stop, stop. And probably the same for Quijana. So it will be interesting to see how this unfolds. I would say in the next 2 weeks, will there be any official, you know, governmental actions against the Department of Corrections? We don't know. So we're going to take a break in a moment, and we'll have one more segment. If you have some thoughts on that, you'll be, you know, available to chime in.
Yep.
But there's controversy B. All right, it's like, why do they really want to close these places? Because it can't be a cost-saving measure anymore. They've already spent money to fix the places up.
And in fact, I mean, if you think that through a little bit, it's like, well, the money's already been spent, and now you're going to close. Like, they just fixed,
yes.
It makes even less sense. And, again, if you want to try to be gracious and generous, and I don't think you really can here, but it's like, all right, well, they were ignorant to the fact that this just happened. And to be honest with you, I don't know that that's any better. In some ways, I think that's worse. If you were a governmental agency and you are that lost in where the money is going and what is happening, then I would suggest you probably ought not be in charge of the money. But that's just me.
Controversy B. All right. We'll take a break. Maybe for our last segment, we'll lighten up a little bit. But then we have controversy C.
Oh, no.
Which my buddy here, I think, knows a little bit about. All right. No, he's not involved. He knows more about it than I do.
Oh.
All right. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We will come right back after this.
Darn you pirates.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, the Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during a Belfont cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall.
The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Bellefonte, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BellefonteCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include Geisinger, Central Pennsylvania Institute of Science and Technology, East End Sales, Wise Market, Bellefonte Elks Lodge 1094, and Jerry Snyder's Concessions.
Join the Nittany Knights as they perform Just Sing, 7 p.m. May 17th at the State Theater in downtown State College. This year's spring show will feature 2024 International Barbershop Harmony Society Gold Medal winners, Three and a Half Men, along with choirs from State College High School and Mountain Indian Park Forest Middle Schools. Tickets $30 for adults, $20 for children 15 and under. Get your tickets today at nittanynights.org. Just Sing, May 17th, 7 p.m. at the State Theater. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox.
Fox Sports.
We are rolling in to the three-day party weekend. Jeff and Scott with you. It's Let's Talk, one final segment this morning. And yes, the phone line is available for you at 814-954-7266.
All of a sudden, outside the window, it looks great.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a great morning. Beautiful morning out there.
I mean, it looks nice.
It is.
Maybe I could get some lawn mowing in later today.
Sun peeking through the clouds.
All right.
Hello there.
All right, real quick. Now, hopefully you know this. All right. Primary election day is Tuesday. Hello, Tuesday. Ding, ding, ding. Now, for those of us going to a polling place, all right, we know what to do.
When is the secondary election day and the tertiary election day?
That's later on.
I'm looking forward to those.
Those are later on.
Oh, those are
primary election day is on Tuesday.
Yes, yes it is.
Now, here's the deal.
And what's again, the deal?
Scott here, I'm not a fan of mail-in ballots. I'm just not. You should go to a polling place. It's not that big a deal.
Show
your face and vote.
Until they get female in ballots as well, I'm with you. It is clearly discriminatory to have just the male-in ballots and no female-in ballots.
Actually, they do.
They have female-in ballots?
Yeah, women use them.
I don't think they have female-in ballots, though.
If you have a mail-in ballot or the other one, okay, if you're still holding it, you better put it in the mail like today, all right? Your ballot needs to arrive at the county elections office by Tuesday evening. Now, of course, if it's in the mail, whenever the mailman shows up in Bellefonte, I don't think it's in the evening, they would show up on Tuesday and give the ballots. If they don't have your ballot by Tuesday evening, it ain't getting counted.
Forget about it.
Okay. Now, let's say you're in a jam or something, and you can't do it today or some such thing. Number one, you can take your mail-in ballot to the county elections office in Bellefonte. Go straight to them, say, here's my mail-in ballot, I'm going to fill it out, and then hand it to them. Okay, you can do that up till Tuesday. You can do that.
Why exactly on Election Day you would hand in the mail-in ballot when you could go to the polling place? I'm just saying. Anyways, go ahead.
Now, you can go to your polling place. Now, if you're down for a mail-in ballot, you're down for a mail-in ballot. You can't just show up at a polling place. Okay, I'm here to vote now. They're going to check your name and say, no, wait a minute. You were sent a mail-in ballot. You're not allowed to vote twice because they're going to make sure that doesn't happen. What you can do is you can take your mail-in ballot and envelope and everything. Take the whole schmear to your polling place on Tuesday. You present it. I'm Joe Smith. All right, here's my mail-in ballot. They'll make sure, okay, you didn't use it. You have to sign a form, and then they'll give you a ballot and say, okay, go over there and vote. You're fine. You can do it that way, too, but you're supposed to bring everything to the polling place, okay, so that, you know, there isn't a possibility that you vote twice. All right, but anyway, plan ahead for this thing. I'm certain that there are some folks, your mail-in ballot sitting on your desk at home or on a countertop or your coffee table. Oh, I haven't gotten around to that yet. You're running out of time, just so you don't get yourself in trouble. So there's one controversy. Then we have the Bucko Bricks controversy. You want to explain this one, Mr. Pirates fan?
Yes. So there are many organizations out there. Penn State has done such a thing. Downtown State College, if you go down like in front of the tavern, you can find bricks with different little messages on them. Mostly it's like just name of a family or, you know, name of an individual and class of whatever. But so the Pirates decided it's one of those things you can just raise a little extra money for your organization. And the Pirates, back in 1999, had a Bucko Bricks program. And folks could purchase these bricks and put little personalized messages on them. And those bricks were then put on display on the ground. It's part of the groundwork there near the statues on the North Shore Stadium side by the Honus Wagner and Willie Stargell statues. And it was a well-received program. About 10,000 bricks were purchased. Cost, depending on the amount of lettering and everything, it was anywhere from $75 to $150 purchased through that. And the bricks were there, and people could go and see them, and, hey, that's my brick, and that's my buddy's brick, and whatever. From 1999 until this past spring, that's where they were. This past spring, the bricks were ripped up, and they were tossed away. This was right before opening day. I think the weeks leading up to opening day, they were, again, ripped up, disposed of. And as you might imagine, there were some folks that were walking in on opening day, and before that even. But, I mean, it's like, yeah, let me go show you my brick down here. We purchased this back in, huh. Oh, my brick's not there. Well, that's weird. And fans got a little upset. The Pirates, who have just, it's been one bungled issue after another this spring, both on and off the field. Pirates did apologize. Oh, sorry about that. they sent the bricks to a recycling center for building materials is what they did. A report. Why exactly we had to commission a report, I'm not sure, because the Pirates obviously knew that they did this, but a report was commissioned by Pittsburgh Sports and Exhibition Authority, and they looked into it. It's like, all right, well, how did this actually come about? Well, it was solely the Pirates. The Pirates said, let's remove the bricks, let's get rid of them, and let's redo the... And nobody, apparently, in the organization said, wait a second, you know that fans paid for this and that there are apparently not one person in the organization, or if they did raise the concern, it was just completely ignored. The report was released by the authority. The authority is a joint Pittsburgh-Allegheny County authority, which owns PNC Park and Acrisure Stadium and PPG Paints Arena, all of the professional arenas and stadiums that the Pittsburgh professional teams play in. And they said the plan initially was to preserve the bricks, but that the Pirates and the Pirates alone decided, nah, let's just get rid of them.
Yeah,
a 100% on the Pirates organization.
Your team.
Dear Bob Nutting, please, for the love of God, sell the team. And go Pirates, beat the Phillies this weekend. Folks, we'll talk to you again on Monday. Ugh.
From State College, Lock Haven, and Bellefonte, Central PA Sports Authority, Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. Sports Radio.